Bez Hashem, we're learning Maral. This is the first shiur. And I want to begin, before we see the actual words of the Maral, I want to share with you a story that took place around 25 years ago. This story takes place in Yeshiva. I learned in Chaim Berlin, Yeshiva Serben Chaim Berlin. We saw Yishavis, third year base medrash, so we had the schus of hearing Pachid Yitzchok from the Rosh Yeshiva, Aaron Moshe ben from a Rachel Sharafu Shleima. And the Maisa was, we were in a room maybe 2.5 times this size, and it's completely silent. The only thing you could hear from the microphone was the rocking, echoing sound of the Yeshiva going back and forth, absolutely silent. And then he says as follows. He says, a person takes out a Rashba. Gives an example. A person takes out a Rashba. And he learns the Rashba. And he expects to understand the Rashba the first time he learned the Rashba. He took his hand. He slammed it on the table. And there's a microphone on the table. And he screams, Chutzpah! And I think I felt like I was like blown backwards, like 3 feet. You know what I'm saying? And I went to other shiurim of Pachi Yitzchak. This made such a massive impression. For a person to take a limud, like a Rashba, and for a person to think that he should learn it the first time he learns it and understand it the first time around, that's a lack of Kavanah Torah. What's he have in front of him? It's a lack of Kavanah Torah. That's the message he was teaching us. I wanted to say this Maisa and share this with you as we begin a limud of Maral, which is a very esoteric topic, as we all know. And specifically, we're going to start with Tiferes Yisrael Mahakdama. Outside, just as a little introduction where we're headed and which direction we're going, outside, what we are going to see is how Torah is for every single person. And there's a mistake. The mistake I know exists today. I've encountered this mistake. And the Maral, he writes about this mistake, where people think Torah is for the rabbis. Torah is for the great leaders, the hamaynam of the excellent, we'll call it Tamidei Chacham scholars. And to that the Maral says that's a massive, massive mistake. It's a grave mistake. That's incorrect. And his direction that he's going to go in is the bracha of Lasoik B'divrei Torah as opposed to Lilmoid Torah. The bracha is Lasoik, to be involved in Torah. And he's going to say that even if a person learns and it's 100% wrong pshat, in other words, it's wrong. It's nothing else but wrong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes that pshat and kisses it and says, I love it, I love you. Where else do you take out the key to put into the door? And you take out the wrong key and you'll be there forever. It doesn't open it unless you break it. It's just not going to open. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want to hear what you have to say. Lasek, be involved in the Torah. Be involved in the limud. Not that are you mechavein la'amidah shel davar. Now, let's not make a mistake. When it comes to halacha, or when it comes to even learning a pshat in Gemara, whatever you're learning, you have to come out la'amidah shel davar. Don't get me wrong. We can't go around and saying, oh, Hashem loves my pshat, when it's a wrong pshat. That's not what we're saying. If it's not the right shot, it's not the right shot. But Klav Yakosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, pinches your cheek and says, I love it. It's great. No matter how wrong it is.
It's like when you learn a sugi with your chavrusa in Iyun for like a day, 2 days, 3 days, only to find out 3 days later that you've been learning incorrectly the entire time. And then you're like, I guess we should go. You think, what happened to those 3 days? The answer is
very nice. Very nice. I'll tell you a Maisa. This Maisa goes back to a few Chaverim over here around 18 years ago. And I was learning here in the Kollel. And I was learning with one Chavrusa. Another person comes over. I'll tell you the names after the recording. And we started having it out about a certain Rabbi Akiva Eiger. And he's saying his opinion, I'm saying my opinion, and we're going at it. I don't know at what point in time we realized, maybe it was then, that day, different. He was talking to Rabbi Akiva Eiger A, and I was talking about B. We were talking different language here. He kept on being adamant, no, I'm not learning Rav Pshat. And then eventually we found out he's talking to one in one place, I'm talking about one in a different place. That's why it didn't work. Didn't shtim. Didn't go anywhere. Okay. What I want to suggest we do is we're going to read from the beginning until a few paragraphs and an hour. For those listening to the recording, I have Rabbi Hartman Sefer, of course, Rabbi Hartman Sefer. And then we're going to go from here until page Hey. Then we're going to come back and read it again, and we'll add some Hoysophos from the bottom as well and discuss and explain. I also opened up and I noticed that I wrote down in the beginning over here, some point in time when I had learned this, I wrote, take a look at the Sefer Ketzeis HaShemesh B'Gvurosai. Fine, so I took it off my shelf before I came, and I'm going to share some with you as well from here also. Let's begin. We begin with the pasuk, which we say a few times a week, and if we never understood pshat in this pasuk like this, it's going to change our whole havana, whole understanding. The Maharal brings in the beginning. He starts with a very famous pasuk. The Zoyis HaTorah. This is the Torah. Asher saw Moshe, that Moshe placed lifnei b'nei Yisrael, in front of b'nei Yisrael. Hakosav hazeh rotzu leimar. This pasuk wants to teach us ki ha-Torah chivetz munach. The Torah is a chivetz munach. So once again, we're going to go straight through and then come back afterwards. Kol haroitz luskois bo, yiske bo. The Torah is a chivetz, it's an object, it's an item which is sitting and resting. Whoever wants it can merit that zchus ha-Torah, into the Torah. Can merit to understand the Torah. Lekach loyomar asher som libnei Yisrael. That's why it doesn't say asher som libnei Yisrael. In other words, the emphasis here is this extra word that it looks like it's extra, which is not lifnei. You could write the whole same pasuk as zayseth asher som moishel libnei Yisrael. What's lifnei bnei Yisrael? That's what the Maharal is focusing on. Lekach loyomar asher som libnei Yisrael. Rak lifnei bnei Yisrael, which is lifnei bnei Yisrael. Why? Kidavar hamunach lifnehem, it's something which is resting in front of them. And this is the key. Kol hayroitze liskois zoiche bo. Whoever wants to be zoiche in Torah, come and you can be zoiche in Torah. Kol hayroitze liskois zoiche bo. Whoever wants to can be zoiche in the Torah. And we'll explain how the lifnei brings that point out. V'lo yoymer ha'odom, a person should not make the mistake and say, that the Torah was only given for the great Chachamim, for the Reb Kiva Egers of the generation, for the Rabbi Yonis and Ibishitz of the generation. Because they're far from making mistakes. But rather, that's incorrect. The Torah was given for every single Yid. And every person has to know this, because then when we realize the Torah is given to us, we have a responsibility to reach our highest level in the Torah. As opposed to, I have a question to ask, I'll ask the rabbi, that it's his job. And I tell you, I'm telling you right now, in this generation, this mistake exists. People don't realize, men don't realize, that they have a chiyuv d'oraisa, just like you put on tefillin every day, they have to learn every day. I'm not saying everybody, but I know this mistake exists. And people will think, if I have a question, I go to the rabbi. If I'm a doctor, you have a question, come to me. If I have a question, I go to the rabbi. This is a mistake that does exist, and you see the Maharal is dealing with this. Lo yoymar gam kein ulai eshge b'Torah. A person should not say, maybe make a mistake in the Torah. So what happens if you make a mistake? So you make a mistake. So a person is maybe concerned. Perhaps I'll make a mistake. The Darzeh Pirshim of Midrash. Now we're going to see a beautiful Midrash, which we hinted to, we alluded to in the beginning of this year. Heviyani El Beis Hayayin. Pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, Heviyani El Beis Hayayin. V'diglu Alai Ava. Heviyani means to bring into the house of wine. V'diglu, like a degel, like a flag, like a banner. What do you do with the banner or the flag? You raise it. That's the point of it. You raise it up to show what you support, what team you're part of. V'diglu Alai Ava. And put this banner of love over me. That's the pasuk. Says the Medrash. Rabbi Yoino Omar. Shnei chaverim ha'oiskim b'halacha. Two friends who are involved, ha'oiskim b'halacha, involved in halacha. Ze oimer beis av shel halacha. Ze eini oimer beis av shel halacha. One says beis av shel halacha. Just take it for that face value now. One says eini oimer beis av shel halacha. They disagree. Now, there's obviously, let's put aside Eilu, there has to be one direct, correct approach. Says the Medrash, Oymer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'diglu Alai Ava. Hashem's love is pouring over both of them, even the one who has the wrong pshat. Amar Rav Acha, Am Ha'aretz Shekoyer, listen to this now, Am Ha'aretz Shekoyer Le'ahava Eva. An Am Ha'aretz, an ignorant person, instead of saying love, to love Hashem, he says Eva, to hate Hashem. You can't get that as opposite as
he's
that.
Talking,
you know?
He's talking to the Baal Tshuvas, right?
Okay, he's talking to whoever he's talking to. And he says, imagine a person comes home and he tells his child, you know, I remember years ago, I said to my son, I said, who's named after my grandfather, Shalom, I said to him, I said, if my Zaidi would be here, he'd want to eat you up. So he says, Abba, why would he want to beat me up? He thought I said beat up. I said eat up. Like eat you, love you, you know, eat up. So he said, why would he want to beat me up? Why would your grandfather do that to me? Tell somebody, I want to tell you something. I hate you so much, with a smile. So what did you say? Yes, I really hate you so much. Because the person thinks he's saying I love you. That's not going to go over so well. Imagine a person says it to a spouse, a person says it to a friend, says it to a Roshiva. What is the Rebbe? What are you doing? Hashem says the Medrash. Amar Rav Acha, Ama Arish Shekoyer La'ava Eva, Kegoyin V'ahavta. V'evas. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'diglu Alai Ava. Adkan. Hashem says, I love you. Because I know what you want to say. Now, whether he's Yoitzi or not, we're not discussing that. We're not discussing the halacha l'maisa. Perush beisav shel halacha, shevish halacha v'tayma. Before we continue the next paragraph, what's going on? What do we see so far? It's very important when you learn about Ra'al. You want to see first like a bird's eye view, and you want to come back and break it up into pieces. The Ra'al starts off by telling us, and the fact that it says lifnei, in the Pasuk, as opposed to Libnei Yisrael, is a message that the Torah is a chifetz smunach. It's an item which is resting every single person shaykh to the Torah, not just the elite.
So it seems like he's making, he's building on that. There's a diuk, he thinks it's a muchrach diuk.
Correct.
That lifnei means it's for everybody. And since it's for everybody, therefore, he's got a big therefore here. Therefore, even if someone is wrong, that's an interesting jump. Just because it's for everybody, how does the Maharal then go ahead and say, it's for everybody, therefore I know, even when somebody is wrong, Hashem loves him. How does he make
that's
that
connection? It's a very good point. Very good point. We're going to come back, hopefully, and see more on Lifnehim.
I know that to be true, and I want that to be true.
Right.
I believe that to be true.
It is true, yes. We're going to come back, we're going to see that more inside.
It seems like the point is just, if it's placed in front of Bnei Yisrael, the job of Bnei Yisrael is just to pick it up. It's not even to fully use it or understand it.
He's going to say that when the person's learning to his greatest degree, the mistakes that might come out, and I'm going to reiterate and say again, it's not we're talking halacha l'maisa, we're talking about an understanding of the limud, is because Hashem says, What does lasik mean? What does lasik mean? Let me give you an example. Give me an example of what lasik means. Remember, years ago, it was after Seder, second Seder in the Koil. I get a phone call from my wife. She says, where are you? I said, I'm on the way home. I'm driving home. She says, okay, because they're outside, the children are outside on the front porch. They're waiting to show you some tricks, catch the ball. I don't know what they could do. So just, I'm giving you a heads up. They want you to see what they're doing. Okay? So I'm driving down the block. Of course, you have to look at the road. But as soon as I park, I'm like, I'm attuned, focusing, lasoik, I'm involved, which is what they want. How many times does a person take the shot, the little child, but if the father didn't see the ball go in the hoop, it's not the same. Hashem says the same thing. I want you to be involved with Limud Torah. Why? Because when you're involved, you're Isaac, what you're saying is you love me. That's Vahafta, by the way. Loving Hashem is being involved in Limud Torah. It's not just you learn something and you made a check, I did my quota of learning for the day, I move on. You're involved, your whole essence is Isaac HaTorah, it's Isaac. So that's why it's so integral and important for every single Yid to be Shaykh to the Torah. So the Maharal continues, says, well, on this side over here. Fine. For this reason, right, so we were discussing, like the Maharal is telling us, that it's Lifnei B'nei Yisrael, even if one makes a mistake, Hashem says, I still love it, I still love you. This is, by the way, where he's coming to answer a little of your question, right? Where do you see that even if you make a mistake, it's totally fine. And if you think about it for a second, what type of profession do we say, if you make a mistake, oh, it's totally fine. What, do we ever say that? We don't say that. If you do make a mistake, like, Erev Pesach...
Seems like we're heading in that direction, maybe, now.
So, Erev Pesach, I was kashing my grill. And I moved it a little further back from the glass that is like outside, right? After I finished, I noticed there was a crack in the glass. And one of my boys told me today, Abba, look, you see it's spreading even. So there's two panes, but I showed you. And like, that's not a good thing. Like, okay, so last time they retired, right? So now I cracked the glass. It's a good thing. What do I mean? It's not a good thing. No. We only have this concept over here by Limud Torah. And the reason is, by Isaac HaTorah, I should say, not Limud, by Isaac HaTorah. And the reason, once again, because Isaac HaTorah expresses Avas Hashem. The child wants the father to see the ball go in the hoop. The father wants to be with the child. Hashem says, when you're misasik, when you're involved, that shows Avas Hashem. It doesn't make a difference you got the wrong shot. That's not the point. It's not halacha l'maisa we're focusing on here. And that's what he says in the bracha. V'einu varchan lilmoid Torah. We're not making a bracha lilmoid Torah. Im sheyesh lefarish lakach on the varchan lasik b'divrei Torah. V'bnei shehabracha hazois he birchas ha-mitzvahs. If you want to say that the reason why we're making lasik b'divrei Torah because the bracha is birchas ha-mitzvahs, shechai levarich al kol mitzvahs esay. You have to make a bracha on every single mitzvah that you do. Mitzvah essay. Vei mitzvah essay rak b'davar sheyesh bai ma'isa. What's a mitzvah essay? A positive commandment. Positive commandment, he says here, is only when there's an action to it. Shaharei nikra mitzvah essay. Shechayv la'asos. Which we're going to discuss more, hopefully, if not tonight, then mitzvah Shem next time on this, because there are mitzvah essay that don't have an essay to them. Mm-hmm. Such as, you have Sheish mitzvahs tamidius, right? And you're thinking Avas Hashem is believe. Yiras Hashem is also believe. Let's just focus Avas Hashem as a mitzvah's essay, deraisa. As the Biralacha brings, as the second Biralacha brings from the Chinuch. Lekach yesh levarich lasoik. Dehainu limud Torah b'mais. What's lasoik? Lasoik is an expression of limud Torah in action. I'm coming to do a maisa. So, last soik b'divrei Torah. I'm involved in the Torah. V'zek asher hu moitzi hadibur. Now, when is this specifically? It says when you say the words. You're moitzi hadibur. Ze nikre esek b'toyro. That's called esek b'toyro. As opposed to what? Just learning with your eyes.
Or thinking it.
Right? So it's a higher madrega to be moitzi the Torah from your mouth. Besides for the fact that Gemara Erevin talks about the benefits of zikaron, of memory. That's a whole different discussion. But here, what the focus is the Eisek HaTorah, Shehadibur Nechshav Maisa. The speech, the words you say, is called what? The speech, the word you say, that's called the Maisa. That's called the action. You take a lulav, you shake the lulav, that's called the Maisa. Avalimud Nikra Havonis HaDover Maishalamad. What's limud? The Maharal is defining, he's touching, he's defining for us the words lasoik, and defining for us the words limud. Limud, now he tells us, is nikra havonas adar mashalomad, understanding what you learned. What you learn? Well, you learn that as even if you move the grill away from the glass, apparently you didn't move it far enough, because you still cracked the glass. That's what you learned. That's lamaisa. How far did you wait? Make sure next time you put it farther away. Pull it away more. The mulamad be'iyun levad. Ve'ena bracha rak amaisa ha-mitzvah. Ve'ena bracha. The bracha is not only on the maisa mitzvah. The mulamad be'iyun levad. Eino levarech lasak b'divri Torah. Shezeh nemar al ha-maisa. You hear he says an interesting point. If you're learning iyun alone, in depth alone, ein levarech al lasak b'divri Torah, then you wouldn't make the bracha of lasak divisera. Shezen nemara al hamaisa. That's talking about the maisa, the action. Okay, we'll have to come back and understand what that means. Let's see another paragraph over here. Let's see a paragraph in the Rabbi Hartman Sefer, on page Hay, and then come back. Omnam nire loymar kimo yishamarnu ki lekach mevorchem lasak divisera. This is why we make the bracha lasak divisera. Ki limoy toyro lo shaykh rak al mishlam toyro mekhaven halakha la mitosa shaze shaykh limud toyro, as we explained, the lashon limud lamad is when you are getting the ripe shot halakha la maysa, the ripe shot av mish ein mekhaven halakha al mitosa ein ze limud, that's not called limud lekach mevor khalasa bidir sayra ben shu mekhaven halakha. Whether you get the right shot or whether you don't get the right shot. But what do you have to have intention for? The emes. Your goal is limay the emes. It's not a game over here. When you're working on a pshat, even though it's wrong, if it's lasoik, that's still called emes. Because that's the pshat you thought it is. Now your chavrus will explain to you, no, that's incorrect. In the makabel of pshat, you'll accept his pshat. Fine, beautiful. But when you still had that wrong pshat, that's you were Isaac in the pshat. You're learning according to your Havana. That's what you thought it was. And to that, diglu alai ava. Hashem is overflowing with love. Diglu alai ava. Hashem is loving you. And that's the whole expression that it's shayich for every single person. I had a chavrusa in yeshiva. Normally, what you do when you learn, it's a normal thing, right? I'm telling you something very posh. You read words, and you like translate them, and you discuss them, right? That's like aleph beis, right? I had a chavrusa. His brain skipped a few steps. It didn't need that, you know? Yeah, right? All these like extremely brilliant geniuses. Yeah. So he read, and like when it's time to now explain the words, and he's already going on further. Like, whatever. What happened to the step over there about, like, translating, explaining, moving on after that?
Right.
Let me just tell you, the Chavrusa shot didn't last a little long. What he's telling us over here is that Shaykh, the Torah is Lefnei B'nei Yisrael, Shaykh for every single Yid. And that's what the Baruch is Lasek B'Divri Torah. Afal Gav Shu Shoigeg, even though the person made a mistake.
Unbelievable.
Afal Gav Shu Shoigeg. Hare Ki Limud HaTorah La'atzmai Don't be concerned. It's tremendous chizik. It's tremendous chizik. You know, many times I reach out to people and I say, I hear, you know, somebody's retiring soon. The person's a big doctor, whatever it is, type of doctor.
I said, so I hear you, you have a few days off. He gets nervous right away. Why? Because he never learned. He says, I'm a real big beginner. I'm the beginner's beginner. Like you open a dictionary, it says, beginner, my name's there. That's how beginner I am. I said, don't worry about it. Like, why is he so nervous? What's he so nervous about? The man went through college, medical school, everything goes through everything, medical school.
That's why he's nervous. Because he's mastered those areas and he's embarrassed about the...
And he said, because if he would know this, I think if he would understand this, so what? You'll make a mistake. You're not doing brain surgery here. I mean, it's much greater than brain surgery, but you're not going to hurt somebody.
I'll let him know that it's greater than brain surgery.
Right? Definitely. It's thaumaturgic connected cooler.
100%.
Right?
Isn't this like written, this is like this should be like opening paragraph for Valtruvas.
So, well, that's exactly what I'm saying over here, right. because this person has no shaykhus to learning. That's exactly what he's telling me. And he's afraid. I've had over the years numerous people, like they come to me, they're professionals, whatever field they're in, and they come to me like, you know, so like I almost have to give them tissues. You know, I said, don't worry about it. Well, it's one step at a time. Don't worry, you do great. And now they're like the regulars, like this, it's the life. It's the life now. Okay, Rabbi, so let's go back now to the beginning where we saw the flow of where things are going. By the way, I just want to tell you something. Next time you say this word, this pasuk, comes Monday, Mitzvah Shem, Habalin L'Toyva. And you see this Sefer Torah going up. You know, we have Mishnayos Chesed, right? People learn Mishnah, take Masechta, of course. Someone came over to me by Parshas Paro. I'm explaining what I'm saying in a second with the story. By Parshas Paro, he made a joke. He says, who gave them the right to lay in my Parsha? Meaning, it's his Masechta. He was koinet. He says, who gives them the right to lay in Parshas Paro? Did they ask me first? He was kidding. Of course he was kidding. Meaning because he's seen Parshas Paro, Mishnayos Paro, I don't know, maybe 30 times. He learns it again and again and again. When they pick up that Torah, and we say, V'zoyz ha-Torah she'asam Moshe lifnei b'nei Yisrael, you tell yourself, that's my Torah. I am shaykh to that Torah. That person who I spoke to, and he said to me, come back to me in November, after Sukkot, about learning for a Seder. If he has that attitude, he won't be afraid. He won't be afraid. People are afraid to learn. There's no question about it. And the Maharal is telling you, it's yours. It's your Torah. Don't be afraid. You're afraid to go to your house? It's your house. What are you afraid of? You go to your car? You have the key. Now, you might not know anything yet about it, but it's yours and you're shaykh to it. It's last sight with the Torah. We should tell us every single time. Every single time we see the Torah. Every time we say the pasuk, but Solomon ki atar chayvitz mulach kol aroitza lizkoiz ba yiskeba. And he brought on the bottom. He brings here that this is based from the Gemara in Kedushin Samach Vav. Torah. I'm reading now from Rabbi Hartman. It brings in the Kedushin kruchu umenachas bekeren zavis. It's wrapped up and resting like in the corner. Kol aroitza lilmoid yovay veyilmoid. Whoever wants to come, come and learn. V'imkein, pirish chevetz munach hu she'achevetz nimsa b'matzav shel hefker. Why is it for everyone? Because it's hefker. It's ownerless. What does it mean it's ownerless? Meaning that everyone is shaykh to it. L'chein hu behezeg yad shel kulam. That's why everyone is able to come and have a chelik in Torah. Kol ha'roitz liskas bo yiskabo l'kach. That's why it doesn't say libnei Yisrael. Rak lifnei bnei Yisrael. So I told you earlier that I noticed, I wrote something on the side over to take a look in the safe. So I took a look. I wanted to see like what's the shaykhus over here to this, what we're learning now. So this is a mice. This sefer here is on Tikkun HaMidos, improving yourself. There's a whole series from the svarim, very chashuv svarim. Excuse me. Brings a mice with Rabbi Yanai.
Shoyim Mahalich with Derech. He was walking the road. And he sees a person, he says, that's wearing begodim that...
I told her. Thank you.
That's wearing begodim that... He thinks, Rabbi Yana thinks his man's a Rav. Well, he's got an up hat, he's got a frock. Maybe he's got a nice long beard. So he thinks the man's a Rav. So Rabbi Yana... Okay, so he sees him walking the street. He invites him to his house to eat, to drink. After they finish eating and drinking, Rabbi Yana starts talking to him about the parsha. He sees the man's not really holding the parsha. No, he's talking, okay, maybe something else. So he's talking about the Mishnayos, the Gemara. He's not really holding too much by that either. Agadah. Midrashim, nothing. Zero. Absolutely nothing. So Rabbi Yana is thinking, what's going on over here? Okay, so he says, okay, you have a benching. You want a bench? Lead the benching? So the man says back, you know what? You're the host. You lead the benching. Because he doesn't want a bench. In fact, the Gemara Brachas Daf Nun Gimel says, Mirbichoysu Shalodom, Nikir, from the brachas of a person, you can recognize to see if he's a Talmud Chacham or not. What does that mean? What does it mean, his brachas? How he makes the brachas. If he's going to make the brachas correctly or not. So here this man, he doesn't know how to do anything. Look at the response Rabbi Yanai does here. So Rabbi Yanai leads the benching. Ready for this now? V'omar. Don't try this at home. Or not at home. Ochal kelev pitoi shel Yanai. A dog ate the bread of Yanai. Kloimar, oh, you say Am Haaretz doim lekelev. This Am Haaretz is like a kelev, like a dog. The guest, he grabs Rabbi Yanai and he says to him, Yerushasi etzlecha. Yerushasi, the Yerusha, my Yerusha is by you. And you're holding me back. Rabbi Yana says, what are you talking about? Who are you? I don't know what you're saying. Your Yerusha? Your inheritance? What are you saying? So he says as follows. He says, one time I was passing by a little Yeshiva Katana. Little children learning. And he hears him saying, Torah tzivo lanu Moshe mayirosha kihilas Yaakov. Says the guest, they didn't say mayirosha kihilas Yanai. They said mayirosha kihilas Yaakov. We are all part of B'nai Yisrael Yaakov. And this yid, Pasha didn't know. Didn't know from an aleph, from a base, didn't know anything. And he's telling Rabbi Yanai, my Yerusha, the Torah, is by you. And you're holding it hostage. Nitzar Rabbi Yanai, Shezochle Torah, Yesh Biodim Yerusha Sa'ish Hamoinahu. Rabbi Yana was Zeich in the Torah. This year it wasn't Zeich, but it's for everybody. That's why you see it's connected over here. It's for everybody. And this year was telling Rabbi Yana, for whatever reason, I didn't have the chance to learn. I remember when I was in yeshiva, we had a person taking care of the kitchen, Rav Moshe, and he would scream at us if it would be time to go upstairs to learn. And he would say, when I get up there, and they ask me, how come I don't know? I'm going to tell them because when I was 14, I had to run for my life from the Nazis in Machshemam. What are you going to tell them? You have to put more food in your mouth? Get upstairs. And everybody loved him, of course. little person. You don't want to start off their Moshe over there. I found that afterwards. He actually was a Talmud Chacham. I found that afterwards. But he didn't tell anybody this. And his children were Tamid Chacham. Found it afterwards. Listen to the end of this mice over here. So Rav Yannai says to him, okay, I'm understanding a little what's going on over here. The Torah is for everyone. I realize that. Yes. What were you zoiche to come eat by my table? What's going on over here? What schus do you have? Says the man back, Kimi yomai, and that's why it's in the sefer here on Midas Derech Eretz, when you know the kas and how to hold yourself back. Kimi yomai, lo shamati klolo, o giduf mishum adam, o laisha echzo liriv lizvaka chimai. I never heard a curse, that someone cursed me, someone was megadef me, someone embarrassed me, and someone made me feel lousy, and I responded to start a fight with him. And someone says something to me, like we said, and you're like thinking, wow, it's amazing. Well, we all say this, Adem Shimon Esrei. Svadim Ashkenazim, everybody. We're all in the same boat, Baruch Hashem. And then Kalalai Nafshi Sidon. And then Kalalai, those who curse me, Nafshi Sidon. I should be silent, like Aaron Akoyim was silent. So he says, I was always, no matter what anybody ever said to me, I never responded in the way it's going to have a whole fight with each other.
Except for this time.
So this time he didn't, I was thinking about that also. This time he said to him, I want to explain to you what's going on. I was thinking about that also. I would always hear my chirpa, the embarrassment, and I would not respond. Or even I also, when I ever see two people fighting, I wouldn't leave and walk away. I'd make sure to leave only after Shalom b'neihem. I'd make peace amongst them. Now, the star Rav Yannai v'omar. Rav Yannai was in pain. He felt bad. He did something wrong. Kol kach derech eretz midas toivos ishtecho v'ani karasicho kelev. He has such beautiful midas toivos, and I had the audacity to call you a dog. He apologized. He pushed it, couldn't understand. The man looks like a rov. He doesn't know an aleph from a beis, doesn't know a brachis from a shmais, doesn't know a mishnah from a doesn't know anything. Doesn't know anything. We don't know why he didn't know anything. But you see, the man wanted. But we see the connection over here, besides the beautiful Midas Tovis, we have to learn about holding back and not responding when someone insults us, and to make peace amongst other people. But what we do see is Tayrat Sivil on the Moshe Mayrosha Kilas Yaakov, not Kilas Yana. Kilas Yaakov. It's for everybody. That's the connection over here. Let's see further. Lo Yoimar, you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking like this. I'm thinking that maybe what we're going to do is we're going to stop here and we're going to pick up Lineder after we already saw once. We're going to pick up next time and go a little more in depth and understand what's going on even better from the bottom of it, because there's a lot of Yisoidos that I want to share with you that he explains, elaborates on the bottom. Okay, we'll stop. Okay, any other questions or others? Okay.
Beautiful.
Thank you for joining.